VA mask is worthless.
Yeah, I have had the, I've heard people using digital on an SCBA. I never had that, that pleasure. All the radios I had where I was doing SCBA stuff was in Alaska. Then it didn't really matter because we had the enunciator, so you just hold the mic into the enunciator and, problem solved. They did, I think they could have done the Bluetooth in that too, but, nobody was smart enough there to do it.
We used to listen to that part about it. The guys here up their, mask to a radio. I don't know what they call. It works, but it's phase two. It sounds like crap. That's smart enough to go to analog on the fire ground.
This is the NY1.
Where they're supposed to be. And, it's just poor policy.
Yeah, RFD does that. They do, DHS fireground channels, and that, unless you get, so they're doing special ops, that's on the trunk, and then their dispatch is, trunk. I don't know, we use, out in the county side, we use, digital, and, for the non-fireground folks, it is amazing, because we get people that don't really know how to use a radio, or have forgotten more about using equipment than I've ever learned, and it makes me sound like the standard right next to you.
This is NY2 US Mobile. Yeah, well, phase one is pretty good. I mean, it's really clear. It's beautiful. But the phase two, I should never, ever recommend anybody go to that, but they do. And I try to cram as many time slots as they can into that talk group, into that session.
The talk group structure is nice because you can have, you know, all these extra frequencies, technically frequencies, essentially, for when things go sideways. Like, I think we have in our system, there's like 15 CAC EMS channels that never get used, but they're just there for when you have the major incident that you need 15 CAC channels for. I have no idea what that incident would be, but, It's good to have those extra things that you don't use. You use once on that big incident, but you don't have to do all of the infrastructure and licensing to have all those frequencies.
Yeah, there was a big incident. I can't remember where it was. I played it back on radio reference, not radio reference, but on open microphones. And I know it was a mass shooting. I don't know what it was. It was earlier this year. And, boy, they had their act together. And they had channels and talk groups set aside. And they just said, flip over to this talk group. And everybody was organized. And it just was like, okay, these guys are not carrying together. And it's something I haven't seen anywhere else. It all made sense. It was very simple.
Yeah, one of the things I went listened to back a long time ago was when that Loudoun County house explosion happened. I listened to that maybe once every couple years, but they had that on top of things. Even Monroe County can be pretty well on top of things. I mean, today they had, when they had that thing around the court, I was listening to them most of the day. They had everybody and their brother, like, hey, car from the other side of Rochester, so get on Tom's North, and we can do that. And it's programming real easy when you can have everybody have the same radio.
Yeah, they had this other agency that talked about set aside the mass casualty one thing. I forget what it was, but they just had it. Just made sense. The name of it, the talk group, made sense for what they had to go to. And I said, oh, wow, yeah, it's already done. So, yeah, what did they have over in Alaska? I can't remember.
They had a wet job that I'm going to say went sideways on them. Guy was in the house, and guess he started making boiling water and threw that on cops. And they ended up, I think it sounded like they got RPD SWAT from to go and go in there a couple hours later. But they were getting stuff from everywhere. I think they had MCSO warrants folks out there. They had a federal marshal out there, it sounded like. Beanbag guns, pepper balls, the whole nine.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazies out there. That's for sure. There's a couple of dudes that look like the white blonde on the neighborhood here and parking their car a ways away here. Interesting. What was that incident? Yesterday or
the day before? So that was earlier today already. It started about, I think it was probably 9, 10 a.m. when I got up. I decided to flip on open megahertz with my normal list and see what
was going on and heard him being like, okay, we're going to move primary. And like, okay, this is something good.
Well, I have all the main law enforcement talk groups as a shortcut on my favorites on my phone. So when I, you know, go to head out awake, you know, open up the page, I've got a list of, because all the RSU URLs, so I just save it on the shortcuts. Say, what's the town's guards, you know, the city broken up, county, you know, and so it's a quick one click thing, and then I go to the calendar and go back to my answers. So. Yeah, there's always crazies out there.
Yeah, me, my list basically covers all of Fire, city and county. Most of the law, the only one I can't get is the MCSO admin. For some reason, they don't deselect those top groups that won't feed into your list, no matter what you do, even if you select them on their own. And Towns North and Towns West, and then obviously all the RPD, AMR, County 295. If I hear something big going on that over on the other other parts of the county, I'll add the Monroe or CHS in. But mostly that's what I listen to, and that keeps me, I just find keeping up with it. I normally only get about 10 minutes behind real time.